Saturday morning. Time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlees Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
And it's 8:08, time for the Green Country Gardener on this beautiful Saturday morning. As Charlie mentioned, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass, is with me. Sorry, I blanked for a minute on your name. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Glass?
Just fine.
That's good. That's good.
I guess all things considered, not doing that bad.
Yeah, not doing that bad. It's a nice early morning, nice spring day. Again, of course, there are a lot of things happening in the garden. Man, I cannot talk this morning.
That's cool.
Of course, you want to talk about a little bit of what you do at the Green Thumb Nursery. Again, that's over by Jared's Frozen Custard on Nowata Boulevard,
right,
or Nowata Road, I should say. What's happening over there at the nursery?
Well, we've got all kinds of things, but if you're having trouble talking, I'd hate to see you behind a shovel. Anyway, we've got all kinds of new shrubs in right now, beginning with some Obsession Nandinas, Encore Azaleas. Our begonias are out. We've got some of those big, giant kind of begonias that are pretty cool, too. Elephant ear bulbs came in this week, too. And bring your trailer. Well, they're not that big.
Yeah. They're not that big.
They're good size.
I know what you mean. I got you.
They're bigger than a croquet ball and smaller than a basketball. And I don't know of any about this big around. What kind of sport would have a ball about that big around?
Maybe soccer or basketball. Well, that's a little bit smaller, isn't it? I don't know. It's kind of like a coconut, if you will.
Okay.
Coconut ball. We can make something up.
Yeah, or a shot put.
Shot put. Okay. Shot put then.
Yeah. Make that sound when they hit the ground. But and those elephant ear bulbs are sun impatiens. Those are in. Those are very popular annuals, the sun impatiens. They just bloom and bloom and bloom, and they can tolerate the sun quite well. But they need a good root system, so prepare that soil. The concolias is coming up, too. It's not quite ready yet. We do have some waterfalls. Herbs are in. A lot of people buying basil and things like that. That's in. The baby gem boxwoods, baby jade boxwoods. This baby thing is coming very popular because they don't get so obscenely large. They're very easy to manage. So we've got several varieties of smaller boxwood trees. And we do have some citrus trees as well. So if you're interested in growing, competing with Sunkist on you, you might consider, they're kind of a novelty thing. It's pretty cool being able to pick lemons and oranges and things from a tree and on the patio. So that's kind of fun too. So that and a whole lot of other different things have come in. There's just too many items to mention. So just kind of cruise the nursery and see what we got.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool nursery too. I was over there, a couple months ago. And it's a pretty nice little place. Again, it's kind of tucked away behind that car wash that's there and Jared's Frozen Custard. You just kind of have to slow down. You'll see the sign out in Nowata Road, and I just encourage everybody to go out there. It's a really cool place to be. What's the stock look like for all of these plants that you have at the nursery?
Stock? We're pretty well stocked, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much would you price some of these plants at your nursery?
Some of the gallons start at about $9 or $10 on the gallon plants, and you go up, you can spend a lot of money on big plants if you want, so up to $450 or so, say, for a large tree. And the herbs, don't quote me on this, there's $3 and about $3 a piece or so. It's not that much. So, yeah, you just kind of have to check it out. There's so many different sizes and so many different prices. You just have to kind of see what's out there.
We were kind of mentioning earlier, too, how you had shamrocks, or at least that's the last time we talked, you mentioned you had shamrocks. Do you have any more shamrocks?
Oh, yeah,
stock?
Still got the shamrock. They're blooming right now still. They actually make a very good plant out in the landscape. The foliage is interesting on them. The purple ones are kind of interesting, too. And they bloom on occasion. The shamrocks are rather durable plants. They'll all of a sudden, it'll just die on you, and then it comes back. Typically, that's indication of maybe too much water. So be careful about watering them, not to overwater. They tend to root rot, but they do have a good way of surviving too. So shamrocks are pretty durable house plants or garden plants. They're nice.
What other kind of plants that, well, we're still on the topic of the nursery, what other kind of plants do you have aside from the stuff that just came into the nursery and the shamrocks?
We've got a good selection of tropical plants. If you want some for the house on the inside, we also have pretty good sized palm trees you could put outside, give your house a tropical air, if you will. We will be getting some banana trees in and some cannas and things like that too. So
well, with the citrus trees,
yeah,
I would imagine.
Yeah, and if you prefer an alpine appearance, well, we have some blue atlas cedars and spruce, pine trees like that, too. So basically, whatever setting you might want to create in your landscape, we have something that will sort of follow through with that. You even have rocks, big boulders. We have a 10,000-year warranty on our boulders, too.
You might need a trailer for those, though, right?
Well, yeah.
As opposed to the elephant ears.
We deliver, too. No charge on delivery. So I can say a 10,000-year warranty because they're already about 6 million years old. So surely they'll last that long.
Yeah. I think it was the baby gem that you were mentioning is the kind of the popular one because it's a smaller plant. It doesn't take up as much space. It probably doesn't take as much care, I would imagine. What other plants that you just had come into the nursery do you see that are pretty popular among people here in Bartlesville?
We have a great selection of dwarf Yaupon hollies. They're kind of a bread and butter landscape plant, sort of a green backdrop plant or a little small hedge or something. They can be kind of small. You have to shear them on occasion. Those and the dwarf Nandinas are quite popular. Winter color is their primary attribute, and durability. Nothing bothers them. Animals don't eat them, and they really don't have any diseases or anything. So they're a very good plant for some color accents. I like to sprinkle them in the landscape for some winter interest, especially around, say, the boxwoods or the dwarf Yaupon hollies. But they really go very well with boxwoods because not only are they a color contrast, but they are a textural contrast as well. So the dwarf Nandina is another one of those what we call bread and butter plants that are very versatile, and they do well in our climate, which as you know is quite variable. So they do very well in our climate here. So that says something for them right there, and no bugs. So and we have quite a few shrubs that fit that category as far as ease of growth is concerned.
And the Nandinas that you were mentioning, what's the difference between those and the Obsession Nandinas that you just have in stock at the nursery?
The dwarf Nandinas, rather small. They get about knee-high. Now, yesterday or the day before, mine were getting about knee-high, and they get a little scruffy. So I just cut them down, and they'll come back and be, you know, cute little masses of color again. That's one. The Obsession Nandina is one that has a lot of good attributes to it. It doesn't spread like a lot of your medium-sized Nandinas. The newly emergent leaves on the Obsession Nandina are purple in color, and that color is retained throughout the growing season, even into the summer. So you get that color coming out of them throughout the whole year. So if you have, say, a house with a gray finish to it, white, they'll really pop out real nicely. And if you want the Obsession Nandinas, you want to backdrop them with something green, such as the boxwoods or dwarf Yaupons, perhaps. So it's all in the composition, how you display and use these plants here, too, and type of house and so on. So we were doing a landscape plan for somebody, and they wanted the purple pixie lauripetalums, which is kind of an interesting plant. And in doing so, she chose her own mulch. Well, she chose the black mulch. Well, the purple pixie being a really dark purple color, they got lost. You could not see them.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, the original design intent we used was to use a cedar mulch, which will make them pop out a little bit. But anyway, she kind of changed her mind on those a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking of it being like a lighter purple, which would be why she would pick the darker mulch. But if it was like a really dark purple,
they're deep. They're a deep purple color, yeah. She really liked the idea of the purple plants. But when you put it in association with the dark mulch, they just don't they just disappear. It's amazing. You couldn't even see them.
You have a nice mulch bed over there. Oh, you have flowers over there, too?
There's a shrub in there. But when it does bloom, it has these little pink flowers. They pop out nicely, too.
Until they turn dark purple.
Yeah. And in the fall, they exhibit some bright pinkish, hot pink colors on their leaves. So they popped out a little bit. But that was, I don't know if it was a failure or not, but it they're still there.
Yeah.
So they look fine.
Sounds good.
So there are, you know, plants like that do different stuff. Now, mm-hmm. in the past, the only purple we could really get was, say, with the crimson pygmy barberry. That was the stock purple plant. And as the name implies, it has some thorns. Well, we've since then come with these loropetalums, which are kind of hardy here. They do pretty well here. And there's a new ninebark, which is really dwarf like that also. And they're quite hardy here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming along on these purple-colored little tiny plants, kind of take the place of the crimson pygmy barberry. We still have some crimson pygmies, though.
Cool.
And they're kind of a workhorse in the landscape when it comes to some summer purple color. Just if you drop something in it, well, put on some gloves because you will get some thorns. So they are a little thorny.
Always be prepared when you're working in the garden, right?
Exactly. So you should wear gloves anyway.
Yep.
So that's kind of some of the shrubs that we have right now. We have a new butterfly bush, which is very floriferous, if you will.
It does sound floriferous.
So, floriferous. lots of big flowers on it. So we're kind of excited about that. I don't recall the name of it, but we do have some of the big flowered butterfly bush.
Okay.
And some dwarf ones, too. Butterfly bush is very popular because it attracts butterflies and hummingbirds. So people plant those to attract those. And speaking of hummingbirds, somebody came to the nursery and said the hummingbirds are here, which is a little early, I think, for hummingbirds.
Yeah, I mean, we are in the early stages of April. I guess that could make sense why it would be too early for them. But
it just seems spring's a little bit late this year, and it seems a little early for them to come up. But I guess the criteria which they choose to migrate is not necessarily the climate, but the length of day and so on.
So, and it looks like we have Mr. Potter in here.
Kevin Potter. Have a seat, guy.
Okay.
What's right. happening?
Well, my purple pixies, what do you call them?
Purple pixie loropetalums?
Yeah, a lot of them died.
But the leaves might have fallen off.
No, they died.
Yeah, well.
I don't know if the, not this, last winter may have got them. I don't know.
Uh-huh. I was at a house yesterday. Their purple pixies are perking along perfectly.
So I'm going to come out and get more and put more of them in.
Yeah.
And then, man, I don't know what happened. This winter got some of my stuff.
It did. It got some people's azaleas even got affected. I think we sort of got caught with our pants down on the moisture. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe shovels down.
Yeah,
we'll
but
keep it a little.
Usually, the more moisture, the better you are.
Yes.
In the wintertime.
But we had some rather rapid changes in weather.
Oh, what's those things I've got that are like look a ball on top, but they're bluish green? You know, out front of the house that. One of them died.
I have no answers.
Was that a spruce?
Yes, it was a spruce.
You've had those for years.
One of them's dead. Huh. So we're going to find something else to replace both of them with.
Yeah, perhaps you should redirect the exhaust on your lawnmower so it doesn't sense when you go by.
I don't know. We're going to have a funeral for them, though.
Spruce trees, they do like really, really good drainage. And mites are a big problem with spruce.
Yeah.
So you might have gotten that.
So we're going to come out there.
They get bagworms, they get mites.
Are you working today?
Yes.
So when I come out there, then we're going to find something new to put in there.
Yeah, this is my appointment schedule. I'm busy today.
Let's see.
We got a 10, a 1.
Is that at the nursery or?
That's over to Nowat at 10 o'clock.
You got to go to Nowat.
I got a 10, we got
a noon,
12 and a 1.
And a 3.
And plus we're putting in a light system and some sod and stuff, so we're busy today.
You're like a little beaver today.
You want me to come down to your house?
Yeah.
I got an opening at noon or 11 o'clock. What's for lunch?
I don't know. We'll find something
for
you.
Barbecue?
Sure.
How about a ribeye?
We got a new calf out there. We're just eating. new baby can. So it died. Then I've got the dwarf Yopon. I got a couple of those that didn't make it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not unusual sometimes.
It's strange. You cut them back, though. Mine did it last year. They didn't do it this year, but last year they got set back a little bit. But I cut them back. They came out again.
Just take the chainsaw to them, huh?
Yes. We have a caller?
We do have a caller, but okay. I think we might need to take a break before we take that caller.
We'll put them on hold and...
Yep, we got them on hold. We're going to go and take a quick break here on the Green Country Gardener. We'll be right back with Larry Glass.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages. And you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Ah, the sweet smell of spring is in the air, and if you haven't made it to Green Thumb Nursery yet, now's the time. It's tree planting time, and Green Thumb has a new shipment of trees and shrubs in. Green Thumb has your springtime perennials in stock and ready to plant. Spring is almost here. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road, home of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And will be open Sunday in April. Be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results.
This is Kurt Mead with Wellspring Clinic, and radio is the perfect medium to broadcast a worthwhile message. Radio really does get results.
Radio gets results.
Radio
gets results. That's radio.
And we're back with the Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Just now, 826, the number to call if you have any questions for the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. The number is 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Again, if you have any questions for Larry Glass about what's happening in and around the garden or any other gardening needs, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And we still have Kevin Potter in here, too, asking some more questions about what's happening.
What about your caller?
You know, when we went to break, they hung up, so hopefully they'll call back.
They'll call back. They'll call back. We'll put them right on.
Yep.
Won't we, Larry?
Just hit the redial button.
Redial, and we'll put you right on.
On the air.
But, Larry, I've got several things, and then I got some stuff that I really need to just take a chainsaw and cut it way back.
Yes. But overall, your yard's looking really good. The trees are growing up.
Other than those pretty purple flowers that are everywhere out.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Just set the cows on them. It makes good sweet.
I was going to turn them in. I was. And just let them have at it.
Yeah, but they'll eat your Yopon hollies.
I was wondering about that.
No, they won't eat those because they're poison.
But I've thought about just turning them in, let them just have at it for a day or two. And...
Oh, they'll be in cow heaven.
I know.
Cow heaven.
They'll look at all the stuff he's got.
But I'm going to the nursery today, and I'm going to get the purple. If you got purple pixies out there,
I think we have some. We haven't gotten our stuff from Houston yet.
Houston,
yeah, that's probably why we because we like to wait till it gets a little bit later for that to come in.
I think it's over now. I do.
How much you want to bet?
Steak dinner.
All right, we'll bet it's steak dinner then. You owe me two already.
I know. I'm going to get one of them back here. I think it's over. I think it's over, Larry.
I think we're going to have one more little mini zinger.
You do?
Yeah, that always happens.
When Charlie gets back in town, it'll get cold.
April 1st is when it's over.
April 15th. Tax day.
Well, that's only 9 days.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 80s
this
next.
This is Oklahoma. A lot can happen in 9 days.
Okay, now we got our caller. Yep.
A lot can happen in 9 minutes in Oklahoma.
You ready? Good morning, caller. How can we help you this morning?
Yes, I was recently he had mentioned something about stuff you could spray on your yard right about your borders of your garden to kill off the grass there or the weeds.
Right.
I didn't know what the name of that was. Yeah.
There is a selective grass killer that you can use, and it's just simply called grass killer.
Mm-hmm.
And it works only on live, actively growing grass. In other words, if you have Bermuda grass in your liriope, it will not kill it at this point in time. You have to wait until it's actively growing for it to work.
Okay.
And then you need to give it about 10 days for it to work, too.
That's right.
You're going to say, why did I buy this bottle of hooey?
It'll work.
But it'll take it a while. All of a sudden, it'll just turn brown and die away.
Okay.
Liriope.
Okay, thank you for calling.
In other words, you're talking about monkey grass.
Yeah, liriope, monkey grass. Yeah. Or any other thing. That
you're using those fancy words instead of what most people.
Vinca minor, too. You can get Bermuda grass in your Vinca minor.
Yeah.
And even in your annual beds, if you had that.
The grass killer has a, let's see, what do we call the agriculture chemical.
Fusilade.
No, the agriculture.
There's another one.
Yeah. I'll think of it here in a little bit.
It works. And it works the same way as Roundup works.
Except it's selective.
Except it's selective in that one protein that the grasses generate during their cytokinesis project, whatever.
Whatever you want to call it, Larry.
Yes. And they just kind of starve and they just die. So.
But the red buds, some of them.
Oh, the red buds are starting to open. Yes,
and we were in Oklahoma City this weekend, or last day, yesterday, and the red buds there, they're beautiful right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe our Bradford pears are about done, aren't they?
They're a little past peak at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They're,
of course, all we need is one windstorm and they'll be taken care of.
Plugging up everybody's gutters.
Right? Yeah, that's what it's going to take place. So, anyway. So, yeah. And I'm looking down the street here on Quapaw, and there's a crab apple. I believe that's crab apple, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful right now.
Oh, yeah. The crabs are very
and
very
and you can see the red buds are
just now starting to pop out.
They're popping out.
This week, this warm weather coming up this week is going to bring out a lot of things.
A lot of weeds.
The dogwoods are just getting ready to pop, too.
Yep. So, anyway.
We do have another caller on the line.
Heavy blooms on the dogwoods this year.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, caller.
Good morning, caller. Can you hear us all right?
Yes, I can.
How can we help you this morning?
I had a question for Larry.
Yes.
I was wanting to know, once the fruit trees start to blossom out a little bit, can you still spray it with the neem oil?
I would refrain from that at that point in time. The neem oil can coat the pistils on the flowers and prevent pollination.
Might discourage the bees too, huh?
Well, that too. But while they're in bloom, basically, is a time that you don't really want to do much of anything to your fruit trees.
Okey-doke. That's what I thought, but I wanted to be sure.
Now, if you suspect you have borers on there, you can apply the spinosad to the trunk. To control a borer infestation, but be very specific with your application.
Right.
But
that isn't the way Kevin would handle it, though. He'd just get out his chainsaw.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
And again, if you have any other questions for Larry Glass, you can call us at 918-336-1400. Or you can reach us at the toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936. Those numbers, again, if you have any questions for Larry Glass, are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And we've talked a lot about the nursery. What do you got going on today out in Nowata?
Well, I just have a landscape design appointment in Nowata.
Okay. So. And I know we've talked about this a couple times, but how do people go about doing that?
They call the office, and then they set up an appointment. So
pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward, yeah. But golly, don't try to call me on my cell phone because I'm out trying to get meet with people and putting stuff in the ground, and I don't have my book with me.
Yep.
So, but anyway, so my cell phone is just for you know, other correspondents. Yeah. But if you want to make an appointment, we really need to call the office because I don't have access to that at that point. So anyway.
And speaking of calls, Larry, we do have another call for you here on this Saturday morning. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. How can we help you on Green Country Gardener?
Yes, I just had a question. I think they're called a tulip tree.
They're,
and I've seen a couple of places in town. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Are they available to buy around here?
Yep. Yep, we've got some.
You do? Oh, okay. How tall do they get? Very big?
They get, depending on your soil depth, soil type, and exposure, they'll get anywhere from 15 to 30 feet tall, depending on the placement and the variety of tree.
They're pretty big.
They're not a big tree, really. That's really when you consider the size of trees. It's not a very big tree.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
There's several varieties, too. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's called, actually, technically, that is a Magnolia soulangiana. Or we call it, in the trade, we call it saucer magnolia.
Okay. Now, do they have the bigger green leaves or like the magnolia?
Yeah, they have a little bit smaller than a standard magnolia, but they do have a green, they're deciduous, and they do have a thinner leaf in the magnolia, not as dark in color.
Okay.
But, they just kind of an average leaf, I guess. It has a smooth margin on it, so...
Okay, that's
on the leaves aren't really, the leaves are kind of nondescript, really, but the flowers are their primary attribute.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, what else is happening in the garden this week?
We have seeds.
What kind of seeds?
I guess so. And that, and we got the happy frog for your garden, to supplement your garden, and all the those kind of products too. So organic, we really carry a lot of organic materials there at the nursery too for your gardening enjoyment, if you will. the compost, one of my favorite organic things is the back to nature compost, and I use a lot of that when I plant my elephant ears. That and the grass clippings. In fact, I saw down my weeds yesterday in the yard and gathered up the stuff in the bag and put it on my elephant ear bed. And I got to work that into the soil. And they just love it. Big old thing. Golly, they were 6 feet tall last year.
Yeah. You're starting to chainsaw things up like Kevin now too, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. So we've got just a lot of things to look at. And yeah, so...
Okay. Well, it's 8:36. If you have any questions for Larry Glass, again, you can call us at 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. I think we'll take a quick break, and we'll talk about what you need to do with your vegetable garden.
Exactly.
Does your business need radio communications facilities? KCD Towers has tower space available. They can meet your needs in Chautauqua, Montgomery, and Labette counties in southeast Kansas, and Osage, Washington, and Nevada counties in northeast Oklahoma with expanded coverage across the area. Tower space for cellular or two-way communications? Let's talk. Call Kevin Potter, 918-336-1001, or go online to BartlesvilleRadio.com and click on Rent Tower Space under the Contact tab. Start your communications outreach today.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod, Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store, 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
At Peter's True Value in Dewey, shop and save. Spring is here and time to get your lawns weed-free with pre and extended control weed preventer. Just $13.99 after a $5 instant rebate. Get Roundup 1.1 gallon ready-to-use weed and grass killer only $14.99 after a $4 instant rebate. Or Roundup 1.83 gallon ready-to-use vegetation killer $27.99 after a $4 instant rebate. Hurry while supplies last. Only at Peter's True Value in Dewey.
Back in the early 1930s, Frank and Jane Phillips hosted a wonderful party at their lodge home at Willow Rock. For this special party, Frank hired the world-famous magician Harry Blackstone to provide the entertainment for the large crowd. Throughout the evening, Blackstone amazed the guests with his card tricks and sleight of hand, with the crowd applauding and laughing as the tricks got better and better. Finally, Blackstone asked Jane Phillips to step forward. He reached into his coat and removed a new deck of cards and dramatically unwrapped them, removed the cards from the deck, and shuffled them several times. He then asked Mrs. Phillips to cut the cards, which she did, pulling the Queen of Spades, which she showed to the crowd. She put the card back into the deck, and Blackstone carefully shuffled the cards two or three times, then suddenly spun around and threw the entire deck of cards into the wall of the lodge, just to the left of the front door. 51 cards fell to the floor, and the Queen of Spades stuck on the wall, where it still remains today. A perfect example of the magic of Willow Rock. Come see it for yourself, and welcome home to Willow Rock.
And we're back with the Green Country Gardener here on this Saturday morning. Larry Glass, the man with the emerald thumb, is with us. We do have a caller, Larry, as mentioned in the break, and they are patiently waiting on hold, so we're going to go ahead and take their call. Good morning, caller. You're on the Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Larry?
Yeah.
I got a lawn full of chickpeas.
Ew.
What's a good way to control that? We're not real big on using herbicide.
Right. At this point in time, just wait, and it'll die out when it gets warm.
Yeah.
And a good, thick, healthy turf is a good way to help keep weeds under control. So
okay.
Perhaps if your lawn really isn't quite up to par, perhaps that way you might consider using maybe some additional fertilizer on it this coming year.
Okay.
To help get it more dense. And that'll reduce significantly the amount of weeds you have in there. Also, you can use a corn gluten pre-emergent herbicide in late September.
Okay.
Corn gluten has a factor in it that does arrest somewhat the germination process of plants. So that will be an organic method to do some pre-emergent control. The chickweed plant itself actually sprouts in the late fall. And it just kind of sits there all winter long waiting for the spring to come in. Then it comes up.
Okay.
So the control of that is done at that point in time.
Okay. So you want to treat it in the fall then.
Exactly. Late September.
And then so when it starts growing, it'll take care of it then.
Yeah, you will get a significant suppression of it. The suppression meaning you'll get some survivors. But this year you might encourage the growth of your grass a bit more, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, there's always survivors when you're trying to get rid of something.
Oh, golly, yes.
Well, if we could reduce it considerably, that'd be great.
Right, and eventually
now,
you'll...
I'm assuming you guys stock the corn gluten herbicide.
I've seen we have some, I think, right now. It could have been sold between when I saw it and now. But if we don't have it, we can get it to you on Thursday.
Okay. It doesn't outdate very readily then, so.
No, I guess you can make corn muffins out of it if it's outdated. But
well, that would work.
I'm just kidding. No.
My wife makes great cornmeal pancakes.
But anyway,
I guess she decided she wanted to reduce the incidence of me. She could do that.
I reckon so. But anyway, that would be an organic way to control that, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very kindly.
All right. Thank you for
calling.
Have
a good day.
You too now.
Bye.
So, we were talking about lawns. The Bermuda grass is beginning to grow at this point, as is the zoysia grass. So, any weed control you might want to do is a post-emergent type weed control, with the exception of crabgrass, which is a pre-emergent type. You don't want to put your crabgrass control on like now, because typically St. Patrick's Day is when you want to do that. And but as I mentioned, the corn gluten, it would be an effective control somewhat to the, as I say that with all pre-emergent, somewhat control of the of the weeds, you're going to get some survivors. So now's the time to be proactive, I guess, on the crabgrass and do something about it. It's coming up. I imagine with the temperature coming up like it's going to be this week, up around
in the upper 70s, like almost 80s.
82 with a nighttime low around. You're going to see some germination of crabgrass this week. So you want to really get after it. We got a little bit of a chance of rain this evening. Doesn't sound like it's going to amount to a whole lot. So at least it won't wash down to the river.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good day to put down the crabgrass control.
I'd say looking at that radar like we were this morning, it looks like it's all going to go turn up from the panhandle of Texas and go up into the panhandle of Oklahoma as well and just head straight north. So
we're not going to get any rain.
Probably not much.
Well, Texas is getting it. They always get rain down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so so probably a good idea to get that. You still have time. And actually, it's an ongoing thing. It's what basically a pre-emergent works by stopping the germination of the seeds. And if you don't have any seeds, well, a little chances are it'll stop it. It also has a wear out point too, where it only lasts so long. Ultraviolet and washout and so on kind of dispels its effectiveness. So you do, perhaps if we have a lot of rain, you want to reapply late May or so to get the latecomers also. Because the seeds, if they don't germinate, they will survive the pre-emergent. And I've seen that happen a lot of times in my yard included. Fescue grass, it's still time to fertilize that fescue grass. A good time for fertilization of Bermuda grass, I would say, depends on the weather and how cold it's going to get. If we get a zinger cold spell come through and you get your Bermuda grass fertilized, it's going to be kind of weak, and it might set it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I would probably wait just a little while. You might get the spreader out and clean it.
Yeah.
Oil it up a little bit.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you're wrong about there being another cold spell and Charlie isn't bringing it back. I want this warm weather to stay.
It happens every year. We always have one more.
Yep. Well, you sure that wasn't last weekend or last week?
No, because we're getting our inventory out. Our annuals are all outside.
Okay.
And every time we do that, we have to load them up back into the greenhouse. You're out there till 8 o'clock at night with all those plants around, covering them up from the cold. So it will probably happen. I'm not saying that it will, but
it's definitely
if you look at historically, it's probable that it will. We will have another freeze before it's over with. In all probability, statistical probability, we will have one. However, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. So,
And kind of going back to the lawn and taking care of the grass, there's also some weed problems that are kind of starting to arise. What should people do with weeds that are popping up in the yard?
The post-emergent weed control, the chemical weed controls will work quite well. So there is one. We have one that's Weed Beater Plus, and it's interesting how it works. There's some immediate effect, but really it takes a few days, and it just really kind of clears out everything but Bermuda grass. So you might consider getting that if you have a real bad problem like my yard. So I can't put a sprinkler system in my yard. It's just solid rock. It's just awful.
Yeah.
And then we have a good rain, a good 1-inch rain or something. 2 days later, my yard is starving for water. There's just no soil. I mean, when they built the house, they opened up the front door and swept out the dust and called it topsoil. There's just no dirt at all.
Right.
So it's a little difficult to grow grass that way. So, yeah, I tried to plant a tree in the front yard, and I just couldn't. I just gave up. Just solid rock. Mm-hmm. So
I think we do have another caller.
We have a caller.
There.
Very good.
If you want to go ahead and take that. Oh.
It's still ringing, isn't it?
Good morning, caller. How can we help you on the Green Country Gardener this morning?
I'm calling. No, I'm sorry. I'll wait a little.
Sorry about that.
So anyway, it is kind of time to maybe do your first fertilization of your Bermuda grass, and that will be something like a 10-20-10 fertilizer, a little extra phosphorus to get the stoloniferous growth happening on it. So I would go all out with the nitrogen quite yet on the Bermuda grass. However, it is high time on fescue grass for that. So do a nitrogen application, and I like to add some iron sulfate or get a sulfur-coated urea for your fescue grass makes it a really dark, real deep emerald green color you really like on your grass. So we got a caller now?
Yeah, I think we actually have a caller this time.
Okie doke.
Good morning, caller. You're on the Green Country Gardener. How can we help you?
Yes, you know, we're talking about those, I guess, tulip poplars. That's what we call them back in Kentucky.
Well, yeah.
I think we're seeing was really a magnolia tree?
Yeah, they're talking about, well, it's misnamed the tulip tree. It's really a saucer magnolia is what's in bloom right now. The
tulip, okay, they grow pretty fast, don't they? And then they lose their limbs pretty easy?
Yeah, the saucer magnolia grows quite fast.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's the problem we had with them. They, you know, when a big windstorm comes through and it would knock down a lot of leaves, a lot of late limbs off of them.
There is another tree, the tulip poplar. It is a very fast-growing tree, growing a lot down south. I had them when I was in Georgia. We had a lot of them down there, and they get to be a big old tree.
And,
They are
the big leaves and big trees.
They're actually a member of the magnolia family too, and they grow very quickly, and they make really good wood for, you know, woodworking and stuff like that. Makes a good woodworking wood, if you will, carving wood and so on. It does hold itself together well if it's dried right, but it's a very fast-growing tree, and there are a few of them here in town. Every time we have a storm, they just fall apart.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that's about it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, the tulip poplar is Liriodendron tulipifera, and the saucer magnolia is Magnolia soulangeana. Remember, the same family, but a different species, genus and species, so they're kind of cool. So, getting back to lawns. And as the summer progresses, you want to do a monthly application of 1 pound per 1,000 square feet of nitrogen fertilizer on that. And then the fall, you follow up with a 10-20-10 in early September. You want to refrain from fertilizing your Bermuda grass with heavy nitrogen late in the summer, because that brings on a rather thin stolon, and it's subjected to a spring dead spot. So kind of back off on the fertilizer later on in the year. And you want to make sure that there's adequate moisture in the ground prior to fertilizing. And then when you do fertilize, water it in again, because the fertilizer is spread through the ground through diffusion. It's not like you're throwing a hamburger at it and it eats it up. You know, it's fertilizer is a salt, and it has to diffuse into the ground.
Yeah.
So
I think we probably should take a break really quick, Larry. We do have two more breaks to get to with the 10 minutes that we have left.
Oh, my.
So we'll be right back with the Green Country Gardener here on the radio.
Ah, the sweet smell of spring is in the air. And if you haven't made it to Green Thumb Nursery yet, now's the time. It's tree planting time, and Green Thumb has a new shipment of trees and shrubs in. Green Thumb has your springtime perennials in stock and ready to plant. Spring is almost here. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road, home of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And will be open Sunday in April. Be sure to ask about a custom new landscape design plan.
When the skies become threatening and severe weather strikes, K1 provides you with complete coverage. Bartlesville Radio gives up-to-the-minute weather conditions using radar reports and live on the scene from our Washington County Emergency Management Team and our trained weather spotters, also meteorologists from the KOTV News on 6, dedicated to keeping you and your family safe. Keep a battery-operated radio close at hand, and when severe weather hits our area, go to a safe place and tune in to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 for all the details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Bartlesville Collision Center, Paul's Wrecker Service, Jericho Tile and Carpet, ConocoPhillips, United Rental, Green Country Restoration, Phillips 66, Randy Lawrence Lawn Care and Maintenance Service, Lucas Metalworks, Hughes Lumber Company, the Stump Funeral Home, and A-Best Roofing. Your safety is our top concern. Count on K1 for the area's most complete weather coverage.
How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the Weatherline Forecast Service, 918-336-2900, and find out. You get the forecast, plus the time or temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. Weatherline Forecast Service brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University and by the Stump Funeral Home and Crematory. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. So put the numbers in your phone and call 918-336-2900.
And we're back with the Green Country Gardener, Larry Glass. We do have a couple callers that are patiently waiting on the line, so we'll quickly get to both of those, Larry, right here, again, on the Green Country Gardener. Good morning, caller. How can we help you on this Saturday?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Larry, did you say that Roundup is good for killing monkey grass?
Roundup, yeah, it will kill monkey grass, yes.
Does that take several applications, or you just put it on the grass itself?
Yeah, you want to get it on the leaves itself for it to work. Yeah, if you're using it on monkey grass, you might want to use maybe some additional surfactant with it as you do apply.
Like dishwater soap or something?
That would help. Not a whole lot, because it'll diffuse its ability, but it's a function. So just a few drops really is all it really needs.
And it'll take two or three to kill a heavy root system?
I think it will, yeah. And I'd go, instead of 1.5%, you might go 2%, maybe even 3% on it to get an effective control. Because the Liriope does have a rather extensive root system.
Yes. And how about the strawberry plant that seems to grow into the yard? Is that good for 2,4-D?
Yeah, that should control it. If you have do you have any good grass in the yard as well, or is it just primarily strawberries?
Some, but it's not too good.
Okay. The strawberry plants really do very well in poor soil. So you might want to do a checkup on your fertilization and see if you're giving it enough fertilizer.
All right. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next caller that we have on this Saturday for Green Country Gardener. They've been waiting for a while. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
All right.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, good. Larry, I have a couple of azaleas that I bought at the first of spring last year, put them in.
Yeah.
And the winter was pretty tough on them. They look bad. They're not dead.
Right.
Should I wait until they bloom to put fertilizer on them, or is there something that, because they've lost a lot of leaves and they're looking pretty frostbit, what can I do for them?
Well, nothing extraordinary. The frostbite or the dying back of the leaves won't necessarily kill the whole plant. It'll just have to put on new leaves and come out okay. Your chances are you will get some good blooms on it. But golly, I think the weather this week is going to be a big determining factor on these azaleas that have gotten killed back in the cold. I think they're really going to make a comeback. They're just looking for some warm weather.
When should I fertilize them?
Typically, you fertilize them as they bloom or shortly thereafter.
Okay. What's the number that we ought to be using?
Something with a little emphasis on phosphorus.
And, okay.
Typically, an azalea fertilizer does have the trace elements that azaleas require, as far as molybdenum and magnesium, and zinc and so on, and copper and iron. So you might just get an azalea-type fertilizer, and that'll be probably the best thing for them. It'll also help maintain a lower pH of the soil, which they require.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
All right. Thanks for calling.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sure.
You've always wanted. Look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
This is Curtis Bailey, owner of the BNC Automotive Napa Auto Parts Store here in town, and we've been advertising on the radio for several years now, and we have seen results.
Radio gets results.
Radio
gets results. That's radio.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click the on-demand button, then click the consumer calls link, then click the day you want to hear. That's consumer calls at your beck and call. Consumer calls on KWN AM 1400 live each weekday 9:10 to 9:30, Saturday 9:10 to noon. But if you can't tune in live, head to the web at BartlesvilleRadio.com and listen to the archived shows.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is now as close as your cell phone with K1 Text. You get the latest information on your radio, quick access on your computer, and now on your cell phone with K1 Text, brought to you by Lucas Metalworks. It's easy to sign up. Just go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the link for the sign-up page, and choose your options. Severe weather warnings, amber alerts, sports cores, and more. K1 Text on Bartlesville Radio, the service of this radio station and Lucas Metalworks.
What a great song to come back to with the Great Country Gardener as we wrap up this final minute.
It's 1990.
Yes, it is. Went from the 80s to the 90s, and now we're back here in the 2000s. And Larry, okay. What's happening in the nursery?
At the nursery, golly, we've got all kinds of plants. Just too many to mention, really. So for annuals, perennials, herbs, shrubs, and trees.
Shamrocks.
House plants, shamrocks. Check it out. Yeah, we got all kinds of cool stuff. Something plants you've probably never even heard of. We got some of those too. And fertilizers for your trees and shrubs. We select the ones that work well in Bartlesville, not Minnesota, not California, but that, the fertilizer and chemicals you need for your plants for Bartlesville. So come check it out and see what we got.
And again, just to let people know, you are off of No Water Road next to Jared's and the car wash, which name
halfway
I
between forget. Halfway between Washington and Madison on the south side of the road.
All right, that's going to do it for us on this Saturday morning.
Okay, keep your shovel sharp. We'll see you next week.
Get flood insurance at Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON.